Amen. I appreciate the goodness of the Lord. Appreciate being able to come and to be with you folk today. It's a blessing. And it humbles me to be able to be a part of this service. I'm very thankful in my heart and appreciate the good spirit in the house of God. You don't always find that everywhere, but I want to thank the Lord for it. Appreciate the good testimonies. What a blessing that is. Appreciate the goodness of God.
Amen.
Yeah. And discovering more every day about His goodness and His grace. I understand the farther I go in this journey, when it's just all of God and all of grace.
Amen. Amen.
I realize that I am very unworthy. I deserve nothing, and yet in turn, He has given to me everything. And I appreciate it. And I know, friend, that the best is still yet to come.
Amen.
I'd exhort you as a child of God to just stay in there with the Lord and walk with Him. And I appreciate Him so very much. I consider the scripture today and desiring the Lord's help for God's people.
Yes.
Truly, we live in perilous times in the latter days, no doubt. I feel like that we're living in a time when God's people men are being wore down and wore out.
Right.
And my desire is to see them helped and strengthened, that they might continue in this journey, being able to say like the Apostle Paul, they fought a good fight, finished their course, and kept the faith.
Amen.
I think sometimes we fail to realize that salvation is not a set of rules and regulations, but it is a relationship with the Savior. And I believe we need to do all we can to cultivate that relationship. James tells us if we'll draw nigh to God, He will draw nigh to us. I feel like the closer we are to Him, friend, the more we'll desire to love Him and live for Him.
Yes.
I'm going to read a familiar psalm this morning, make a few statements, and trust the Lord will bless it, His will to be done, and feel impressed to read these scriptures as the service progressed and the folk testified of the goodness of God. And Psalms 100, a psalm of praise. I can identify here with the psalmist. I think this is so important. Many times I'm afraid that we're so distracted by the things that are around about us that we take our eyes off the Master and we place them on our circumstances and surroundings. Friend, it's in those times that we began to stray or to sink.
Yes.
But the psalmist gives us great advice. We'll read these five verses and look at these and trust that God will use this for His glory. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing.
Yes.
Know ye that the Lord, He is God.
Amen.
It's He that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. I believe with all my heart this should be the attitude of God's children.
Yes.
As the psalmist begins to write, many folks sometimes will make statements like this. Well, what can I do? Or what does God want me to do? And a lot of folks spend their Christian life doing nothing. Seeking after what God would have them to do. Sometimes they've made it a great mystery when God has placed things in the Scripture that we can grasp and get a hold of. And if we'll do these things, we'll be the better for it. And if God wants us to do anything else, He'll certainly reveal it to us.
Amen.
He begins to make this statement, make. That's something we can do.
Yes.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. The Bible tells us this is the day that the Lord hath made. We ought to rejoice and be glad in it. Brother, I'm thankful, friend, to know Him in the free pardon of sin. I'm thankful this morning for the privilege to be able to come to God's house and to have a walk to in my heart, friend. Not being made to come, not forced to come, but praise God, desirous to come. Thank God being able to identify with God's people, to rejoice in the songs and worship Him, and to understand what God's people were talking about when they were testifying about Him. He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I appreciate God today in His grace. And brother, listen, I understand and know what I was.
Yes.
And brother, thank God, I'm glad I'm not what I used to be.
Amen.
I understand, friend, He's still working. I've got a long ways to go. I've got more ground I need to cover.
Amen.
But I tell you, I've got a reason to rejoice today.
Yes.
I've got a reason to make a joyful noise unto Him.
Yes.
Too many times I'm afraid we let the world dictate our attitude toward God instead of doing what God tells us to do and let the joy of the Lord be our strength. I tell you, it's needful today. He said to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Brother, you can do that if you will. He tells us to serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. Brother, I appreciate the opportunity to serve Him. Just to be able to do a little bit. I really don't understand folk that don't want to do anything. I think you ought to serve God. And you ought to do it, friend, with gladness. God owed you nothing when He came to where you were. Amen. But you owe God everything. You understand you had nothing to give Him, but yet He gave you everything.
Amen.
Brother, He brought you out of darkness into light, and out of death, thank God, into life. Gave you exceeding great and precious promises. I'm telling you, if we ought to serve Him with gladness today. I believe it's important. You want folk to know that you know Him. Serve Him with gladness. What a privilege to be able to serve God. To do anything regardless of what it is. Hey, brother, we ought to let our light so shine that men might see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. He tells us then to serve Him with gladness. When it becomes a hardship, it ought to be a warning bell in our heart that we've strayed far from where we need to be. When living for God, friend, does not bring joy, and we can't say thank you, Lord, for the privilege to serve, friend, we're far from where we need to be. And it's easy sometimes, friend, to get at a distance from the Master. And I thought about, friend, listen, even Mary and Joseph, if they left Jesus there in the temple at 12, supposing He had been with them, it took them 3 days to find Him. Sometimes when we stray a short journey, friend, we just don't get back just like that.
Right.
It's important, our attitude toward God. God lets you be here today. He lets you get up today. Amen. You ought to be thankful unto Him.
God and His graciousness to me and you. The kindness of God in excess that God has shown unto me and you. We ought to serve the Lord with gladness. Whatever God lets us do, we ought to be thankful to be able to do it. And friend, others ought to know, friend, that we're just glad to be able to serve Him. Too many times folk are worried about being seen instead of Him being seen. It's not about me, nor is it about you. It's about Him. And we've come together today. We've come because of Him. We've sung about Him. They've testified about Him. We're trying to preach about Him. It ought to be about Him today. He said, come before His presence with singing. That can change everything. I tell you, friend, if you can just get a song on your heart and come before His presence, you might be surprised what God might do.
Amen.
How that God sometimes has taken the gloom and give me glory.
Amen.
Amen. I appreciate the goodness of God. These are things that God wants us to do. These are things that we should do as God's children. Somebody said, I just want to do something for God. Well, let's just start making a joyful noise unto the Lord. And friend, let's just serve Him with gladness. Let's learn to come before His presence with singing. I believe this is in a personal aspect here. It's not just talking about coming to God's house and opening a hymnal, but it's coming to God, friend, just you and Him. Hey, friend, a personal one-on-one relationship where you can come before His very presence with songs of praise upon your heart, giving Him glory for what He's done. Sometimes that's the best sin. Amen. When it's just you and Him and your heart poured out toward God. That's what He's looking for. As a matter of fact, friend, if you can learn to do that at your house, you won't have any problem doing it at God's house. Amen. If you learn to serve the Lord with gladness at your house, friend, it won't be hard to worship Him at His house. You understand what we're saying? And so the psalmist continues on. This thing is beginning to build. You understand that this man's writing this thing under the inspiration of God. The Holy Ghost is moving upon this man's heart as he pins these words in adoration unto the Lord. And he said, know ye that the Lord, He is God. People just about forgot about that. God has been so diminished in these days in the eyes of man. He's been brought down to a man's level. Men look at Him and even refer to Him, friend, in ways, friend, that are not pleasing unto the Lord. It's degrading, friend, to look at the Lord and refer to Him as the man upstairs. He's not the man upstairs. He's the sovereign God of heaven. Hey, before there was anything, there was God. You realize that God made all things by the word of His power. That we add nothing to God. He's perfect and complete and entire in Himself. And yet, friend, He chose, thank God, to be merciful to me and you. I appreciate that. We need to realize who it is that we're serving today. We're serving God. Amen. Well, I appreciate that. The one in whom we live and move and have our being. Praise God. The reason I'm breathing today is because He let me breathe. Praise God. The reason I can think today is because He's let me think. I appreciate Him so very much. I appreciate the goodness of God Almighty. Understand, we need to understand it is the Lord and that He is God. I tell you, friend, we've come a long way from where the church used to be. Would God that church's friend would turn back to God, and it become about Him again and not about them.
Amen.
Oh yes. For He hath made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. And brother, He's a tender shepherd.
Amen.
A loving shepherd.
Yes.
He cares for the sheep, leaves the sheep, feeds the sheep. He's all about the sheep.
That's right.
He gave His life for the sheep. Praise God. I appreciate that. And I began to think about how the Bible likens the people of God. We're looked at in different ways and compared in different ways, and so is the Lord. And it helps us to understand who we are and understand who He is. When the Bible said, "The Lord is my shepherd," the more you understand about the shepherd, the more you'll understand about Him. The more you understand about sheep, the more you'll understand about you. Amen. That relationship that's so special. The child of God, friend, is likened unto a servant. He's talked about that. And truly, friend, He is the Lord. We're likened unto a soldier, but He is our captain. We're likened unto a son, but praise God, He's our Father. Don't you appreciate that? I mean, you begin to see yourself for what you really are, but you see God for who He is. The more we see Him and the better we see Him, I believe the more we love Him. I appreciate the goodness of God. He likens us to these things. He's my shepherd. And that's personal. The Lord is my shepherd. Would God that the Lord would help me to desire more than anything that personal walk with Him. I believe it's available to all of God's children. When you wake up in the morning, thank God, and He's the first thing on your mind. And when you go to bed at night, and it's good night, Lord. Friend, you find yourself going through the day, and your mind is constantly upon Him. And I believe, friend, a man can enter into what the Apostle Paul was talking about when he said to pray without ceasing. That constant communion with Him. Friend, not looking to the Lord like a spare tire to drag us out of some kind of mess we got ourselves into. But constant communion and fellowship with the One who loves us. Again, the closer we get to Him, I promise you, the closer He'll get to us.
Amen.
Love, friend, is what ought to move us toward Him. Because He loved us. I thought this week, Brother Hyde, we had a grandbaby Friday and Saturday. If you don't have grandchildren, when you get them, you'll know what it's all about. Isn't that right? If you've got them, you know what I'm talking about. Amen. Praise God for it. Brother Keith, that little girl, hey, you better believe that's right. That little girl come. She looked up at me. They had told her that my back had been bothering me a little bit, and I've been praying hard, and God's helped me. And she looked up at me, and she wanted me to pick her up. And I reached down and got a hold of her and got her up here, and we just got eye to eye and nose to nose. And Brother Shirley, she got to rubbing her nose on mine. I got to rubbing my nose on her. And I said, "You love Granddad?" She said, "I love Granddad." Oh, yeah. Now, I'm going to tell you what, brother, that's what it's all about right there, brother.
Yes,
amen. I tell you what, when it comes time to go to bed, Brother Joel, they said, "Who are you going to sleep with tonight?" Granddad. Amen. That's right. Amen. Who you want to go with? Granddad. That's what I'm talking about. What I'm telling you as a child of God is, that's the way it ought to be with our Heavenly Father. I'm going to tell you why folk ain't close to God. They don't want to get too close to God. I'm telling you what, when she came up to where I was and looked up, I couldn't help but look down. Hey, when she hold her arms up, hey, brother, I'm going to pick her up, whatever it takes. I'm going to get her up there. When she hugs my neck, I'm going to hug her back. When she said, "I love you," I'm going to love her back. Well, we can start doing God that way. It'll change our lives. That's what God wants from us. Too many times we're serving God at a distance. Friend, it becomes just something we do on occasion. Hey, friend, we don't think much about until prayer meeting night or Sunday morning, but it's more than that. It's walking with Him through the day. It's saying, I love You. It's climbing up in His arms, praise God. And when I failed Him, friend, telling Him I'm so sorry, and watching Him pick me up and hug me up again. I don't understand all about it, but friend, I just want God, and I want Him to hold me close. Amen.
Yeah.
I wish I'd understood more about this drawing nigh to God. But I know this, friend, you gotta want to. You gotta want to. And friend, if you want to, He'll help you to. Praise God for that. When you don't know what to do, He'll help you to know what to do. When you don't know what to say, He'll help you to know what to say. Oh, I appreciate the goodness of God. I'm just simply saying, friend, we're the sheep of His pasture. He has an affection for us. I believe we should love the shepherd. Amen.
Yeah.
He said, into His gates with thanksgiving. Boy, I fell there so many times. I want to have a thankful spirit. Sometimes I get to pour mouth in God. I'm ashamed of that. I might be the only one here that does that on occasion, but sometimes I do. I began to assess my situation. Now I see somebody else over here. They don't care nothing about God. And they just do what they want to do. And it seemed like, friend, it's just falling on them. And they know more than what they can do. And it seemed like no problems, you know. And I'm just trying sometimes to do the best I can. It's not working out. Sometimes I get to pour them out in God. And then I get ashamed of myself. Because I don't want to pour Him out. I just want to thank Him. See, I could be on my way to hell today and not even know about it, not even be concerned about it. I could identify with what Brother Robert talked about, that light coming up over the hill. Thank God for the good day. Friend, the light shone in my heart. Because before then, it just meant nothing to me. Absolutely nothing. I was making my own plans and going my own way. I didn't care about nobody but myself. And then one day, the glorious light of the gospel of peace was shown in my heart. Now, I want to be thankful for that. I tell you, sometimes what gets us all out of joint with God anyway is most of the time monetary things. These monetary things, I promise you, will pass. But it's the spiritual things, friend, that mean the most. Boy, I appreciate the goodness of God. Hey, friend, we've got so much to be thankful for. Hey, friend, instead of complaining and thinking about maybe what didn't happen, what about what did happen? What about what God has done? What about the promises God has given? We've got a real future laid out in front of us, friend. I promise you the best is yet to come.
Amen.
Oh, yes, it is. And I just want to live in the way to please Him. I want my life to be a light. If I could be used in some way to make a difference somehow, what a blessing that would be. I appreciate the goodness of God. Just be thankful. Thankful. We're in a day when there's not much thankfulness. You see it. You sense it. Matter of fact, sometimes we're shocked when somebody says, thank you. But it shouldn't be that way. But if nobody else does, I'd like to say thank you, Lord, for Your blessings on me. He's blessed me. Blessed my home. He's answered prayer. He's been there for us. He's helped me every step of the journey. There's times when I felt like it's hit. It's as far as we're going to go. But I continue on to this day by the grace of God. There's been times I thought this is it. It's over. And it just looked like it. And I tell you, God Almighty come through one more time. I appreciate Him. I appreciate Him. Be thankful unto Him. And the Bible said to bless His name. When's the last time you've just done that?
Yes,
I promise you, if you'll begin to do that in your private places, when you find yourself all alone with Him, you might do it in this public place. And it'll be right and in order. Amen. And it's a blessing. Be thankful unto Him and just bless His name.
Yes.
I guess we could try to number our blessings and write them down. It'd be hard to do.
Yes,
but we can thank Him.
Amen.
I find out, especially as I've gotten older, what means the most, what I like to hear when I've done something, especially for my family, is to them just say, "Thank you, Daddy. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
I'm not looking for anything else. I'm not doing so that they'll do for me. I don't do that. I know folk that do that. They'll do something, but they expect something. No, friend, I just want them to say thank you. You know what I find myself doing, Brother Keith? If they don't say thank you, I'm still doing. You know why? Because I love them. Praise God. Well, God does the same thing for us, because look how many times we've not told Him thank you, but yet He's still doing. But what He does like to hear, friend, we can stop in the middle of everything and say, "Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you." Praise God. And the Bible says, if a man needs a reason, God will give you a reason. For the Lord is good. He can't help but be good. God is the very essence of goodness. You understand that goodness exists because of God. No God, no goodness. For the Lord is good. He's good all the time. Every time. God is good. God is good in my life and in your life. The goodness of God, friend, has been shown and manifest to each one of us. We could talk about how good God's been. In the low times, God's been good. Through the heartaches, God's been good. When I've been on the very bottom, God has still been good. Hey, friend, when I've thrown the towel in and told God I've had enough, He's still good. Well, I appreciate it. When I failed Him, He's still good.
Yes.
Amen. I appreciate Him. Now think about the Lord's mercy.
Yes, sir.
My soul. I don't know everything I need to know, and I'm trying to learn more. I know that grace truly is unmerited favor.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It's God's favor toward the ill-deserving and hell-deserving. I understand that. Friend, it's just the favor of God. Why would God favor me? I don't know.
Amen.
I don't know. He just does.
Yes.
Why does He love me? I don't know. He just does.
Yes.
That love He has for me will never change. And it's not based upon what I do. It's based upon what He did.
That's right.
I praise God for that. He's not loving me because I've done good today, Brother Danny. He loves me because He's God. But mercy. Mercy is that which is shown to the guilty. Amen. Maybe that's why the cry was in wrath, "Remember mercy." I want to thank God for His mercy. None of us have gotten what we deserve. But all of us have received mercy.
Amen.
Amen. It's been my plea for mercy. And God is rich in mercy. Hallelujah for that. I'm not going to exhaust it. If you need it and I need it, we can both get it. Aren't you glad for that? And the Bible said His mercy is everlasting. And friend, before I ever was, there was mercy. When I'm gone, there's still going to be mercy. I tell you, friend, mercy exists because of God, because God is merciful. I appreciate the attributes of God, don't you? I appreciate the very characteristics that make God what He is. I appreciate His mercy. I appreciate God's kindness He shows to me. Kindness in its sense. So many times, I deserved wrath. But I got mercy. Boy, there's a lot of times I was looking for God to wear me out. And Brother Joey just picked me up.
Amen.
Yes, sir. And loved me. And kind of like the prodigal, he's trying to tell his daddy how sorry he was, how worthless he was, and he wished he'd never failed him, but he couldn't get much said before the father fell on him and got to kissing on him and covering him up and said, somebody go kill the calf. We're going to have a time tonight. That's the God we serve. That's the God we serve. His mercy is everlasting. That boy that came down the road that day, he didn't deserve that. He squandered everything the Father gave him. But I'm glad, friend, there was mercy, aren't you? I'm glad for God's mercy for me and you.
Amen.
It's everlasting. And the Bible said His truth endured to all generations. Truth is important. Jesus said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. God is truth. I appreciate that. That's going to be truth for the next generation. I don't know what's going to happen. Friend, in the future, I do not know. I'm not going to weary myself trying to figure it out. I've done seen that, friend, that God knows exactly what to do and when to do it. And most of the time when I think it's about to run off the rails, God just keeps it on the track and it goes on down.
Amen.
Isn't that amazing? Why? Because it ain't up to you and me.
Amen.
You're not going to put God in a corner somewhere. You're not going to put Him in a box. And you will not figure Him out. But I do believe this, as long, friend, as time remains as we know it, God's going to have a man and God's going to have a message.
Yes.
And truth is still going to be preached.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And it endures to all generations.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm glad it didn't quit the generation before mine.
Amen.
Brother, it'll be around long after I'm gone.
Amen.
I appreciate that.
Yes.
Brother, we ought to be a thankful people today. We ought to be, friend, a people that rejoices in God. Our life really, friend, ought to be found here in Psalms 100. This ought to be our attitude every day. Sometimes our attitude, it's been said, affects our altitude, and I believe that's right. Don't you? This ought to be my attitude when my feet hit the floor. It ought to be my attitude when my head hits the pillow. When I've gone through the day and it ain't just working out just exactly right, it ought to be my attitude. I appreciate the goodness of God. And friend, if we'll adopt this as our attitude, it'll change everything about our lives. Amen. And I believe, friend, we can find ourselves like the Apostle Paul, who was determined he was going to Rome. Was not going to take, friend, a part and stood before Agrippa to testify on his own behalf. And he said these words, I think myself happy.
Yes, sir.
That's what he said.
Yes, he did.
Not because he hadn't been through anything. We've not been through anything like Paul did. But the relationship was so good. And God was so near. Amen. Paul said, I just can't hardly stand it.
Amen.
He said, I wish you had what I've got except for these bonds. He said, if you just knew what I knew and experienced what I've experienced, he said, it would change your life.
Yes, sir.
Boy, I appreciate the goodness of God. I exhort you today to think about these things. Ask yourself the question, what is my attitude toward God? How do I come before His presence? How do I serve Him? Does He know that I'm thankful? Do I tell Him? Do I bless His name? It's important. Let these things change your life for the glory of God. And when these things are seen in our lives, I believe it's them, friend, that others see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. I think this is when Christ is seen in us and through us. I believe this is when the light shines the brightest. Amen?
Yes.
Miss Linda sang about it just a little bit ago. If you can sing when it seems that there's nothing to sing about, well, you're going to have them days. I promise you that. But God can give you grace.
Amen.
And somebody's going to see and say, well, my soul, that's a real Christian. I appreciate the goodness of God. To God be the glory. Preacher.
Amen.